Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, TGIF. Got Dominic on the Zoom screen. I got Vance Bryan in the Shaw. I got Evan in the world headquarters. Lightly screen the calls, and we can take you as well at 844-967-2789. Dom, quickly, I've got a response to Trump's appearance from the DNC. DNC response to Donald Trump's remarks at the Faith and Freedom Road to Majority Conference. Don't forget, Dom, that's the FFRMC. Anyways, today, Donald Trump delivered remarks at the Faith and Freedom Road to Majority Conference in Nashville, Tennessee. Will that be the site of the RNC, or will it be in Milwaukee, Dom? We'll see. Here's a statement. Donald Trump took the stage at the Faith and Freedom Conference today to double down on the same conspiracy theories that led to the January 6 attacks on the U.S. Capitol. Instead of taking even an ounce of responsibility, Donald Trump unsurprisingly used his platform to push dangerous lies, downplay the violent attacks, and spread his toxic MAGA agenda. The defeated former president did not mince words as he made clear that he is the leader of today's Republican Party. I think he is.
He absolutely is.
No, I don't take responsibility at all.
No responsibility at all. And, you know, I guess good for him. He finally got his equal time, right?
Of sorts. Dom, the question being posed over at the Washington Post at this hour, the columnists, they polled them all and they asked, will Donald Trump run for president again? And of the 12 columnists polled, we got 7 yeses and 5 noes. Now, I would put myself in the yes column, and Dom, we know what's your answer.
I say no.
Trump will not run again. We'll take your answers on the phones momentarily. Be patient. 844-967-2789. I'd like to throw a little of this out there. I'd like to hear people's opinions as well. And here's another one, Dom. Another prediction I need from you. Will Joe Biden run for re-election?
He's already indicated as such, so I have no reason to think that he wouldn't. But, you know, we'll see what happens, man. You know, health is a thing, especially as you get up there. We'll see.
The rumors are ricocheting in every direction. Yes way. No way. Now. Never. Not to mention the healthy contingent of no clue. I'm going to put you in that column, Dom. The subject, whether Donald Trump will run for president again in 2024. Barring a crystal ball, there's only one way to find out the former guy's plans for sure. So we again assembled our crack team of post-pundit power rankers. Is that like Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles? And plumbed their ultimate infallible wisdom for an answer to the question, will Trump run? So I'm going to give you one from each column, Dom. Molly Roberts says, yes, he hated the job, but he loved the attention. The only way Trump can stop people from saying he's a loser is to win again. And while he could just claim credit for the victory of someone he anoints, could he really bear the spotlight shining on anyone except him? Besides, the list of alternatives is slim enough that some conservatives may think the former commander-in-chief is their best shot. With enough people telling him that he alone can fix it, Trump and his ego might not be able to resist.
Crudy, I'm going to go with Eugene Robinson here. No, Trump will pretend to run, and he might even at some point announce that he's running. But the question is whether he will actually run for president again, and I think not. He won't risk losing yet again. And besides, being a former president is less hassle and more fun than actually having to pretend to listen to all the boring officials and members of Congress and generals with all their uninspiring issues. Emperor in exile is a role that suits Trump, and he still gets to run the Republican Party and make supplicants abase themselves for his amusement.
You know, I want to jump down to our pal, Jennifer Rubin. We often quote the former conservative columnist, and I think she's often on the money, at least in regards to Trump. So here's what she says. Yes, Trump will announce his run, if for no other reason than he craves the limelight and thinks it'll be harder for authorities to prosecute an active candidate. I think that's all the reason he needs, Dom. Get out of jail free He's got the built-in excuse, oh, political witch hunt. They're trying to take me out before I win again. Again, according to Rubin, that does not mean that when 2024 rolls around, he'll still be in the race and on the ballot. By then, health or legal complications or fear of losing might cause him to reconsider. Dom, I think he's absolutely running again for the get-out-of-jail-free card, the limelight. He's the ratings machine. And
he might be in jail before he runs again.
Well, you know, he'll be fine at least until later because, you know, if you got a book tour or a campaign to run, you get a get-out-of-trial-free card, don't you, Peter Navarro?
One more here. I'll jump out here, Crudy. Greg Sargent, no! What Trump's embrace of the big lie shows, above all else, is how much he hates to lose. Trump not only knows he lost in 2020, but he also knows he won in 2016 only because of a string of flukes. He faced an unexpectedly weak candidate after their party had held the White House for two terms. Risking a second loss to Biden is unthinkable. It would confirm his decisive rejection by the public, and Trump would be even less likely to defeat a fresh face should Biden decline to run. He knows that, too.
Here's my prediction. Trump's going to Florida, and he's going to declare probably somewhere on Ron DeSantis's block. You know, wherever Ron's at, he's going to go there and counter-program. He would not let Ron DeSantis, the guy built up, he's not going to let him be the Republican nominee. Now, DeSantis is doing quite well in the straw polls we've seen, Dom, and lots of people moving on to the, you know, less Trumpian, more fascistic DeSantis. But ultimately, dude, I think he's running. And here is the only good thing I can say about Donald Trump. And I've used this analogy before, I think once to Tony Evers. An enemy of my enemy is my friend. And in that light, if Donald Trump goes down to Florida and wrecks Ron DeSantis's political career, kills him in the fascistic crib, if you will, it might all be worthwhile, Dom.
Well, I have no doubt there will be all sorts of right-on-right violence, political, you know, quote-unquote violence. I don't think they're actually fighting in the streets, but certainly the right-on-right angst is a thing, and it's happening, and it's going to continue to happen, and it's going to get worse. And let's not forget, I mean, Trump doesn't just have the J6. He's got all sorts of headwinds facing him right now. He's got the Attorney General in the state of New York, right?
The man lives...
He's got the Georgia the Fulton County DA, those Georgia officials, the Secretary of State from Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, and his deputy, I believe his name was Gabe Sterling. They're going to be testifying this coming Tuesday at the J6 hearing on the 21st of June, next Tuesday. So that whole thing is still up in the air. He's got so many problems, Crudy, and any one of those things blowing up would just destroy his candidacy.
99 problems, but that ain't one. 844-967-2789. Dick, our pal from Madison. Welcome back, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hi, Dick.
Well, I don't have a grievance today, but I do agree with Dom. I don't think he's going to run again.
Well, now I got a grievance today. Go ahead.
Oh, well, but I will say this. He's still the MFIC of the party, and I can't say that on the air, obviously. But my question to you guys is this. Is it just me? I haven't noticed very much pushback from the usuals on this January 6th thing, the usuals locally or nationally. And I guess I would have to say that has to be because it's pretty hard to push back against every single one of these people. What do they have in common?
They're all Republicans. Yes. So
it's kind of hard to push back against that, isn't it? If you notice, the usuals, Rubio, Cruz, where's Lindsey Graham defending his buddy now? You haven't heard a word. It's like radio silence. Where's CJ locally?
Oh, he's out there. He's listening, Dick, I suspect.
Well, yeah, I know he's out there. He's out there chasing a fly ball that hasn't even been hit yet, but that's another story. Seriously, do you notice they're not here? They're just not here.
I did see Jim GYM Jordan speak actually calmly the other day, and his impression was, well, you know, this is nothing new here. We've all known this. This is really, you know. So that was the only thing. But you're right. I mean, Lindsey Graham, and I haven't heard a whole lot from them. I haven't jumped on their Twitter streams either, Dick. But usually, if they're going to be boisterous and have all sorts of controversial things to say, that would be all over the news. And you're right. It's how do you go against, you know, this iconic Judge Luttig? Right, I mean, how do you fight back that guy? How are you going to hang Jacob, right, the attorney for Vice President Pence? I mean, these are your people.
Yep, and so I guess all I'm saying is, I find it pretty interesting that none of them are speaking out. And like you said, I maybe they are, but it's nothing like it normally would be all over the news. They'd be pushing back really hard normally, and it's.
Oh, sorry to cut you short, Dick. Did you notice that they probably made a strategic mistake talking about Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans by not participating in the January 6th? Now, you know, they whined and they ballyhooed the fact that Nancy didn't make it balanced and wah, wah, wah. But they also didn't have any insights and they didn't have anybody in the room. I mean, all these hearings, you know, all the way back to the impeachment. What happened? You get 5 minutes of one side and you get 5 minutes of the other. And they'd alternate between showboating and putting forth an alternative reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that here. And that's very much a strategic blunder on the Republicans' part. They could have prepared the talking points. They could have had someone inside the room. And they chose not to. Because when Jim Jordan, who is potentially a witness or a defendant to be, when Kevin McCarthy tried to put Jim Jordan on the panel, I think Nancy Pelosi rightfully refused, right? Said, no, not this one. And instead of putting an alternative, I think Scott Perry was one of the other ones that was rejected, the guy that asked for a pardon, reportedly.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, this is a big blunder on behalf of the Republicans. And I saw some Republicans. I saw Jim Jordan on the first night, the prime time. He was on Fox News. He was out there. Oh, you know, I saw Steve Scalise. Oh, the country's so broke. Laura Ingraham went through this whole thing about people, homeless people dying on the streets and using drugs. And that wouldn't be a problem if we weren't wasting all this money on the J6. Don't you think, Steve Scalise? I mean, it's hard to push back. That was the strange perspective they took.
I think you're absolutely right. They could have had, even if it was, you know, certainly not maybe someone who was, you know, neck deep into the MAGA, but at least a Republican representative that would have, you know, reported back and had some credibility to push back. But now what you see is the J6 committee with two Republicans, a bipartisan committee, which is often reported incorrectly by conservative sources, a bipartisan committee that is united in holding those responsible, united in educating the American people on what actually went on and how this whole thing went down. And that in and of itself is compelling. Because you don't get a chance to throw sand in the gears. You don't get a chance for someone to stand up and filibuster and, you know, and talk about the inflation and gas prices and all whatever else you want to talk about, like CJ.
Dominic, Donald Trump, as part of his remarks, we've talked about, he was at this Faith and Freedom and whatever conference, right? And gave some speeches. The Washington Post reporting at this hour, in lengthy remarks, Trump lashed out at the committee, the J6 committee, right? Democrats and even his own former aides and allies, particularly former Vice President Mike Pence and former Attorney General Bill Barr. Mike did not have the courage to act, Trump said today at the Faith and Freedom Coalition event in Nashville. Barr, he added, did not support his efforts because he's afraid of being impeached.
He's afraid of going to jail.
Everybody's doing it. You'll be your turn soon, Trump. Not just the impeachment part, the other part. More devils, more of your calls. We'll be right back.
Take responsibility.
$50 the Swales kid picks his nose.
No, I don't take responsibility at all.
$50 more says he eats.
I alone can fix it.
Hey, everybody.